Welcome to Eagle's Eye Report for Wednesday, August 10th, 2022. This is episode 15, and I'm your host, Roger Landry, and my co-host and producer is my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts. Today, we're going to talk about something that is, I don't know, probably on most people's minds. At least most people seem to care about what's going on in the country around them. And this is basically a continuation of what we have seen for the last 6 to 7 years. And yes, that sounds like a long time, but I'm talking about Donald Trump. And if you remember, Donald Trump was elected in 2016. So for a year before that, they were doing everything they could to bury this guy. So there's 5 years before the turn of the decade, and now we're 2 years into this side, okay? So we are 7 years into the Trump saga. And if anybody thinks that things have gotten better, they haven't. But I need to ask everybody a question before I get into the normal opening of this show. And that is, when's the last time you saw somebody running for president, a four-year sitting president, and then an ex-president treated in the fashion that Donald Trump is being treated in? And today we're going to go over that, and we're going to go over the new saga, the Mar-a-Lago saga. And it is, again, a whole new chapter in Trumpism. As a matter of fact, the name of today's show is Will Tyranny Trump Trump? And yes, that wasn't me, I don't know, stuttering or repeating myself. It's the title, Will Tyranny Trump Trump? But before we get into that, let's do what we always do, okay? Let's go through an opening for this show. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. And that will be part of today's show. It's part of every show. And no, as I say weekly, this is not a pleasant way to introduce a show. But today's reality is blatant and not very pleasant in many aspects. Thus, the reason for Eagle's Eye Report in the first place. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie. And also on a couple of our friends, which are PSN Radio and SoFlo Radio. And we appreciate you as well. One of these days, I'm going to get a chance to talk to you people, and I would really enjoy that. My co-host is Stephen Roberts. As I said, he is my co-host and the producer, which in my eyes makes him the most important person on this show. How are you today, Stephen?
A little tired as always, Roger, but I'm here. Can I take 30 seconds and tell you something?
You can take 30 seconds and tell me just about anything you want, as long as the station will permit it.
I'm sure they will. I kind of hope they will, but I've never told this to anybody on air. But 7 years ago, 2015, there was a man that had a show on another group that I was in, People's Internet, for quite a few years there. And he called me on Skype. He had left that group sometime in the late 2013. And he went off to be a shaman. He went off to study shamanism. He was an Irishman. And he called me in 2015 and he said, "You know what, Stephen? You need to get out of America because there's a dark force coming." And he wouldn't really explain it because I don't think he could explain it. But I think that was a vision of his. And it's always stuck to me that the year 2015 is when he called and when he explained all this to me.
Well, that doesn't really shock me. And the thing of it is, humans, and I do want to get the rest of the intro done, but you spark something in me. What humanity needs to understand, what all of us need to understand, is there are dark spots throughout human history, and there will be dark spots in humanity's future. The problem with that is that most people don't understand is that we have what's called free will. We had the ability to focus enough of our consciousness, enough of our reality, if enough of us grouped together, to change the dark into light. And what I am seeing is a massive awakening going on, not only across America, but across the world. What's instituting it? Massive evil across America and across the world. This is the reason for Eagle's Eye Report. We not only wish to tell you all of the things that are going on that are very negative in your life, that are very negative in your existence, but we also wish to tell you that as an entity, meaning we the people, we do have sway. We can interfere. We can change things. The problem with most of humanity is they tend to wait until the darkness is really dark before they step up. And if you look at darkness throughout history, one of the things you notice is that after the darkest points in history are followed by some of the brightest lights in history. We are looking at a very dark spot, not only in American history right now, but in global history. If anybody believes that this tyranny is only happening in America, you need to wake up and look around the world, because it's happening everywhere. The reason why most people are aware of what's going on in America is because we are the cowboys. We are the most important. We are the biggest, the baddest. We are America. So what happens here really sticks in the craw of many people across the planet. But let's get into today's show. And before we do that, and thank you, Stephen, I really appreciate that. That was a great way to start the show. But let me get through a few more things as far as the intro goes. Our mission is to keep you armed with the vital truth, as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion. And that's a sponsor of our show, TLBTalk.com. TLBTalk.com is part of the Liberty Beacon Project, which I founded almost 13 years ago now. And it is a social media platform that does allow you to discuss the things that you know need to be discussed, the things that get you shut down, shadow banned, or kicked to the curb in places like Facebook, in places like YouTube, in places like Twitter. How do I know? Because the Liberty Beacon Project, which has websites and followers across the entire planet, has been kicked to the curb by all of them on multiple occasions. And right now, we can't even get on Twitter at all. So, TLB Talk, that's a place to go to talk and to learn. Because if you can talk, but you feel you can't learn, you're ignorant. And if you feel you can learn, then you must understand that once you've learned, you can talk. So TLB Talk, give it a shot, okay? Information on everything you hear today will be published in an article tomorrow on the LibertyBeacon.com. That is the flagship of the Liberty Beacon Project, our six global websites. The LibertyBeacon.com, and it will be published under Eagle's Eye Report. So you should be able to get links to all of the articles we will use as references for the things we discussed today. Now, excuse me, down to business. Again, Eagle's Eye Report, episode 15, Will Tyranny Trump Trump? And that's an actual, I don't know, I don't want to say it's an oxymoron, but most of the people we're dealing with on this issue are morons. Look, FBI raids Trump's Mar-a-Lago, Florida home. Everybody who is watching anything on the news is aware this happened. This is not a guess anymore. And it's happened on Monday. We're talking about Wednesday. We're talking 2.5 days after this actually happened. The only people who aren't aware of this are those in a coma, or those who don't watch TV or go on the internet at all. Or those who go on the internet but never ever look at anything that has to do with the news. This is a well-known issue at this point. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, may have come away from this raid, which they've done, empty-handed in its latest Trump witch hunt. The FBI raided Donald Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, Monday evening, including breaching his personal safe, but there was nothing in the safe, according to his son, Eric. So they took the time to go in there, figuring he may be hiding things in there, only to come away empty-handed. According to Fox News' Brian Kilmeade, he tweeted this: "Just spoke to Eric Trump, nothing in the safe, FBI agents, 30 approximately, raided on behalf of the nation's archives. This is outrageous. Has to have come from POTUS and or someone in the White House." More from Eric Trump as he continued: "When President Trump's lawyers scrambled to the raid, they were told to stand in the corner or to leave. The FBI demanded they shut off the security cameras. Guess what? They didn't shut off the security cameras. My view? Sounds like how they handled Manafort. Sounds like how they handled Navarro. Sounds like how they handled Roger Stone. The FBI is out of control. The White House has lost their mind." This isn't from me, okay? This is from Eric Trump. This is from the individuals who Brian Kilmeade was talking to. So this is something – do I agree with it? Oh, hell yes. I totally agree with it. This is so far out of control, it's absolutely insane. I want anybody out there, listen to me for a second, and obviously you can't answer this so I can hear you, but think about this. We've had some presidents in there that were pretty darn bad. Some of them that pretty much – one of them had to actually quit, okay, before he literally got booted from office, Nixon. And another one who had so many pending or possible lawsuits against him, it would literally have tarnished the presidency forever. And who is that? Clinton. If you take a look at all of this and you put even Obama in there, who took this country damn near to its knees economically, militarily, and our educational system and our healthcare system. None of this compares to what we're looking at right now. None of it. Okay? The reason for the FBI's unannounced raid was allegedly tied to boxes of classified information that Donald Trump had reportedly taken to his Florida estate after he left the White House. Okay. The New York Times report does not conceal the political backdrop of the raid. The Times reported the search, according to two people familiar with the investigation, appeared to be focused on material that Mr. Trump had brought with him to Mar-a-Lago, his private club and residence after he left the White House. Those boxes contain many pages of classified documents, according to a person familiar with the contents. Mr. Trump delayed returning 15 boxes of material requested by officials with the National Archives for many months, only doing so when there became a threat of action being taken to retrieve them. Now, let's stop for a second and let's talk about that. Okay, first off, the president, any president, has the ability to declassify just about anything he wishes. So when they say boxes of classified material, they're only boxes of classified material if Trump refused to declassify them. Also, let's talk about the fact that since January, Trump had been in negotiations with these individuals on these stuff and had already turned over 15 boxes of these documents. Now, we're not talking about major government or military secrets. Okay, we're just not talking about that stuff. We're talking about stuff that usually stick in the craw of or usually stick around to point out a president after he has left the White House. All right? These are the National Archives. These aren't military secrets. But yet, Look at the way this is being treated. It has never, ever in the history of any president in the United States, even though some have done the exact same thing Trump did, and we will mention those, this has never been treated this way. It's never even been close to being treated this way. Okay? 15 boxes of materials requested by officials and the National Archives were held onto Trump for many months and eventually were negotiated and he gave them up. CNN's White House correspondent claimed that the president's staff was not given a heads up on the raid. Okay. The president's staff was not given a heads up on the raid. We're talking about Joe Bob here. We're not talking about Trump. A federal judge had authorized a search warrant based on probable or purported probable cause to raid the estate. So the president of the United States was not aware of this. That seems a little bit strange. Okay?
Hey, Roger.
Yeah.
It brings up a question. Why wouldn't the FBI apprise the Secret Service of some sort of...
They did.
Oh.
But you got to understand, Trump wasn't there. Trump was in New York when this happened. And the Secret Service, I guess, that were in Mar-a-Lago were informed, but they were informed pretty much just before it happened. Which I'm sure somebody called Trump up and told him this was going down. So, a federal judge had authorized a search warrant based on purported probable cause to raid the estate. Now, Trump was not in attendance at the time of the raid. The report does not indicate that the FBI found what they were looking for. But I would stretch that a little bit further to say, what were they looking for? And we'll get into that a little bit later. The search was at least in part for whether any records remained at the club or at his residence, the person familiar with the search said. Were there any records that remained that should have been turned over? The reported search came at a time when the Justice Department has also been stepping up questioning of former Trump aides who had been witnesses to discussions and planning in the White House of Mr. Trump's efforts to remain in office after his loss in the 2020 election. So basically, we know that there was cheating. Trump knew that there was cheating. There's proof that there was cheating. And Trump had, I'm sure, through the people who advised him, been told of this and discussions were had. There's nothing illegal about that. There's absolutely nothing illegal about that because Trump didn't stay. He left when he was supposed to leave. So are we at the point right now when anything a president says can be used against him in a court of law because he says what if, but still does exactly what by law he is required to do? This is what we're talking about here again. Again, these things are being used to club Trump to death, literally keep him out of the focus of individuals who may want to vote for him in 2024. They must make this the most evil man on the planet. If the Times report, and we're talking about the Times now, report is accurate, the FBI's unannounced raid would be an egregious case of prosecutorial misconduct. No president has ever been targeted for such an FBI raid for such a spurious reason in our nation's history. So Trump, again, is making history. All right? They were already in negotiations for these documents. The same extended negotiations went on with other presidents, including Barack Hussein Obama. Why didn't the FBI raid Obama's house? Why? Why would you raid an ex-president's property for documents that need to go into the National Archives? Nothing secret, top secret, none of, or even confidential, goes into the National Archives. Why would the FBI come in and raid an ex-president's house for documents he doesn't wish to turn over to the National Archives? And even if they are confidential or even secret, he has the ability to say, I have declassified them, and he would be absolutely right. And it's well within his power. It was. But what we have is a raid for the first time in history of an ex-president's residence, because he wouldn't give up documents he was already in negotiation to give up. And he had already turned over 15 boxes. Not one, not two, 15 boxes. And they didn't even know if there were any left. I guess they wanted to find out. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, for example, was clearly guilty of running an illicit homebrew server that illegally sent and received classified material and was never held accountable, let alone subject to an FBI raid. How many phones did she smash? How many computers did she use bleach bit on to destroy any information on the hard drives? When did they raid Hillary Clinton's house? When did they do this? When did they break into her, safe? When did they do any of this? When did they tell her lawyers, you have to leave and shut off all the cameras? Now, if that doesn't immediately make us all suspect, not only do the lawyers have to leave when they're supposed to be allowed to stay, but you got to shut off the cameras, which they didn't. They left them on. Okay. This was released by Donald Trump. He released a statement on the FBI's unannounced raid of his property, and I'm going to read that verbatim. These are dark times for our nation, as my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago, in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided and occupied by a large group of FBI agents, Trump said in his statement. Now, this is me talking. Some say there were 30. Some say there could have been as many as 100. I believe that, let's take a halfway point. Let's say maybe there were 40 or 50 of them. Back to Trump. Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before. Trump goes on. After working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies, this unannounced raid on my house was not necessary or appropriate. It is prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponization of the justice system, and an attack on by the radical left. Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024, especially based on recent polls, and who will likewise do anything to stop Republicans and conservatives in the upcoming midterm elections. So, an assault could only take place in broken third world countries. Such could only take place in third world countries. Trump stated this. Sadly, America has now become one of those countries, corrupt at a level not seen before, not even in my lifetime. And they even broke into my safe. What is the difference between this and Watergate, where operatives broke into the Democratic National Committee, he said? Here, in reverse, Democrats broke into the home of the 45th president of the United States. The political persecution of President Donald J. Trump has been going on for years, with the now fully debunked Russia scam, impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, and so much more, it just never ends. The statement continued. It is political targeting at its highest level. Hillary Clinton was allowed to delete and acid wash 33,000 emails after they were subpoenaed by Congress, Trump said. How many people don't know that? And if you don't, I'm going to repeat it. This is me speaking, because this is important. Hillary Clinton was allowed to delete and acid wash 33,000 emails, and we all know this, after they were subpoenaed by Congress. Absolutely nothing has happened to hold her accountable. She even took antique furniture and other items from the White House when she left. I stood up to American bureaucrats' corruption. I restored power to the people and truly delivered for our country, like we have never seen before, he added. The establishment hated it. Now, as they watch my endorsement candidates win big victories and see my dominance in the polls, they are trying to stop me and the Republican Party once more. The lawlessness, political persecution, and witch hunt must be exposed and stopped. I will continue to fight for the American people. Listen to me, people. No, I'm not reading his comment anymore. If the FBI can raid the home of a former president for such reasons, no one is safe. These are dark times for this country indeed. Stop and think about what I just said. If they can raid the president or the ex-president's home and do it on spurious, these are National Archive documents. These aren't make or break nuclear secrets. These aren't things that are going to put our military in bad sway. These are National Archive documents, supposedly. But that's not why they raided his house. Because they wouldn't have raided his house for that, even though they're telling you that, because he was already in and had been since January in negotiation with the National Archives and had already given up 15 boxes of records. The judge who signed off on the FBI's unprecedented raid of former President Donald Trump in a desperate search for classified documents was a political donor to former President Barack Obama with representation ties to disgraced, deceased pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's employees. He was the guy who was defending Jeffrey Epstein's employees. He was also a donor to Barack Obama. And this guy wasn't even the level of judge that should have been approached for this. He was below that level. But they knew he would be used. And they knew he would do what he was told. And they knew he was bought and paid for. This is why he was the judge that was approached to approve the search warrant. And for those who believe that this could be a pretext for disqualifying Trump from running in 2024, legal scholars believe the courts would likely conclude Section 2071, disqualification, does not prevent Trump from being elected president in 2024. In a similar case in 2015, listen to me, involving then presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, illegal possession and destruction of classified records, the general consensus, legal consensus, was that the law's disqualification clause did not apply. So, do we have a precedent here? I didn't say president. I said a precedent. Now, we're coming up on a break here, so I'm not going to jump into the next section. But what I'm talking about so far is so far out of the norm. What I'm talking about so far is so far beyond what has ever been done to any other president. And we're even talking about the ones who literally left office shamed, like Nixon. We're talking about the ones who literally had ties to people they shouldn't have ties to, like Jimmy Carter. We're talking about presidents that were so stupid that what were going on around them could have had them thrown in prison, like Bush Jr. None of this happened to any of them. Were the disputes for documents that needed to be turned over with several of them? How many of them had their homes raided by the FBI? And yet the White House said, we didn't know nothing about this. We don't know nothing about this. We found out about it on Twitter. My dying butt. It'll be a cold day in hell before something like this happens and the White House knew nothing about it? That's absolute bunk. Okay, Steve, anything to say before we go to break?
No. I just wanted to say again that Irish friend, he didn't really explain what he meant because I don't think he knew what he meant. I don't think he knew what he's saying.
I'm telling you right now, it's a dark time in America, but there's always light on the other side. We just need the strength to get through it to the other side.
Yeah, and besides, I told him there was no place to go anyways. The fight
All
is
right.
here.
All right, let's roll the commercial.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Okay, Judicial Watch files motion to unseal FBI search warrant for Mar-a-Lago raid. Yeah, I actually said that, okay? Judicial Watch files motion to unseal search warrant for Mar-a-Lago raid. Okay. But before we get to that, let's go to one more place. I just want you all to know that that's coming. And to me, that's the high spot of this show. All right. The judge who signed off on the FBI's unprecedented raid of former President Donald Trump is, as I said, in desperate search for classified documents, was a political donor to Obama and was somebody who literally, tried to get the people who were closest to Epstein, off without having to go to jail. All right. For all of those who believe that this could be a pretext for disqualifying Trump from 2024, as I told you, there are many scholars out there who are saying if that would have been the case, then it should have been done when Hillary did this and when Hillary was accused of it. But nobody raided Hillary's house. Nobody cracked open the safe. Nobody, hey, after all, what did she do? She only destroyed cell phones. She only used bleach bit. She only acid bleached or acid washed these phones. She only took a sledgehammer to the hard drive. What did Trump do? Trump wasn't even there. Let me ask you a question. If he wasn't even there to do something to that material, why couldn't they just have said, as soon as you get back to Florida, we need to have a meeting. These are the following things we need to discuss. This is so far off the beaten path, it's insane. When you do a raid on a former president's house for something that could have been settled and was already being negotiated and had already been settled to a certain degree for 15 boxes of documents, what was the need to do it the way it was done? The need to do it was the way it was done. The need to tell the lawyers they couldn't be there. The need to shut off all of the cameras. The need for all of this was for one reason. so that they could go in at that point in time, because they had a judge's signed order, and grab anything and everything they could, hoping that they would find things that would incriminate Trump. I don't think anybody here believes that the National Archives documents have anything to do with what was done here. I don't think anybody here misses the point that the FBI is so politicized, it's insane. I don't think anybody here, okay, misses out on the fact that for 3 years they tried and tried and tried, the FBI, to do anything and get anything that would incriminate Trump, and they failed. So now they not only get a judge to sign an order, they not only raid his Mar-a-Lago home while he is in New York, they not only tell the lawyers they've got to leave, they not only tell them that you have to shut off the cameras, which they didn't, thank God, but then they break into the safe, and then they go through everything, including Melania's clothes closet. They literally ransacked her clothes closet. Everything they could ransack in that house, and they took, I believe it was said, either 10 or 12 boxes of stuff out. How much of this is related to those documents? I would just about guarantee you less than 1%, or if I'm really being generous, 5%. And the rest of it was, I'll grab anything I can that we may be able to use against this guy, hoping they can find something to use against this guy, meaning Donald Trump. They go out with 10 boxes of stuff from across the entire house and his office. Does this make sense to anybody? Why do you think so many Republicans are up in arms? Why do you think so many Democrats are even opening their eyes and saying, what? What's this all about? I'm not joking, but that's what's happening. When you are so petrified of an individual that you are willing to do anything and everything, including throw the Constitution of the United States into the trash in order to maintain your hold on power, stop and think about what I just said, because there is no other reason to do this, other than to defame him so bad and find anything they can use to prosecute him, to keep him from running for office in 2024, and to make sure that anybody that he recommended for office, and they're winning primaries left and right, I think it's like 95% of them that he has supported have won, won't win elections because he will have been defamed by things like this. When you can do this, when you have the FBI and the DOJ and the White House politicizing what? Politics is supposed to be something left up to we the people. But when you politicize the Department of Justice and the FBI to the point where you can literally destroy your opponent, you now live in a dictatorship. You now live in a totalitarian government. Authoritarianism should become a common word in our language. There's no other explanation for this. It has never been done before. It didn't need to be done this time. Anything he had already proven with 15 boxes of documents, he was willing to talk about anything. And they did this when they knew he was a long way from home. The Biden administration's raid on President Trump's home is an outrageous, reckless, and unprecedented abuse of power. And the American people have an urgent right to know how it happened and who was responsible. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton said this in a press release announcing the motion. What was the motion? I gave you a tickler on that a little while ago. Judicial Watch files motion to unseal FBI search warrant for Mar-a-Lago raid. Judicial Watch on Tuesday announced that it filed a motion to unseal the search warrant that the FBI used to raid former President Donald Trump's Florida estate, Mar-a-Lago, on Monday evening. Trump confirmed in a statement on Monday evening that FBI agents had entered his home and broke into his private safe. Broke into it. No proof this guy had done anything wrong. And if that was the case, they would be waving this search warrant in front of our faces. They would be saying, look, see what it says? See what he did? And nobody can get a look at that. My God. There are dark times for our nation. And Trump says, as my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided and occupied by a large group of FBI agents, nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before. And he is absolutely right. This sets a precedent, not a president, a precedent that should scare the crap out of everybody listening to this show. I've got a question for you. If they can do this to an ex-president of the United States, the highest elected office on the planet, what can they do to you? Because you ain't nothing in their eyes compared to President Trump or what he was. They have just proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that they hold sway over everybody in this country they wish to. Okay. If you go back to Judicial Watch, the watchdog group wrote in its motion that the public has an urgent and substantial interest in understanding the predicate for the execution of the unprecedented search warrant of the private residence of a former president and likely future political opponent. Yeah. And likely future political opponent. Think about that. I don't think anything scares them more than that. No official explanation or information has been released about search. As of the filing of this motion, the public record consists solely of speculation and innuendo. In short, the historical presumption of access to warrant materials vastly outweighs any interest the government may have in keeping the materials under seal. Sources familiar with the raid confirmed that the FBI agents came from the Washington field office and were reportedly seeking classified documents that Trump may have taken from the White House. But nobody here talks about the fact that the president has within his power and could very well have done, because they never even asked, the ability to declassify any documents that he has within his possession. Does anybody out there know that? Does anybody out there listening to this know that? Or does everybody out there listening to this know that? The Washington field office, moreover, has been the subject of intense scrutiny from Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, who has demanded answers from the Bureau over whistleblower claims that former Washington field office assistant special agent in charge, Timothy Thibault, showed political bias in his handling of investigations. Oh, that's a big no-no, and that's something that has also been in the news. So you've got one of the most corrupt FBI agents pretty much running the scam. You've got a judge who is severely locked down with the Obama regime and was a defender of quite a few of a pedophile's employees. You've got the fact that Trump was already in negotiation and had already turned over 15 boxes of documents. and was still in negotiation when he leaves to go to New York and they decide he's a long way off. We're going to raid his compound. We're going to tell the lawyers they cannot stay on the facility. And we are going to demand that before they leave, they shut off all cameras. Why would the FBI insist that your lawyers can't be there? I got to tell you something. There's a constitutional knot right there. Because we do have the right to be, guess what, represented. We absolutely do. When law enforcement shows up, you have the right to representation. So to tell my lawyers, just because Trump wasn't there, you know they were in touch with him. Just because Trump wasn't there, even though he was in touch with them, I said it twice and I'll say it again if I have to, they told these lawyers they had to leave the premises and shut off the cameras. Can anybody listening to this tell me why you're going to tell the lawyers they have to leave and you have to shut off all of the cameras? Why? Unless you intend to go far beyond what this search warrant tells you everybody you are there for, which is why they don't want anybody to see it. Because I'm quite sure it defined what they were there for. But the fact remains, they didn't shut off the cameras. And they're aware that they went well beyond just searching for these documents. Okay? They broke into safes, which they didn't need to do. If Trump would have been there, I'm sure he would have opened the safe for him. It was empty. They went into Melania's, they went into her freaking clothes closet and ransacked it. They went everywhere and anywhere and looked for anything. Stop and think about this, people. What did Roger just say? They wanted the lawyers gone. They wanted the cameras off because they were going to go everywhere and anywhere to look for anything that they may be able to use that may incriminate Trump in any fashion and keep him from running for president in 2024, if not lock him up. You want to talk about an extreme overreach of power? Steve, please step in and tell me, am I making too much of this?
You know, that they've never done this to anybody.
No.
And not
how many
even
presidents should they have done this to?
They didn't
much
even,
more than Trump.
They didn't even do this to Clinton. And Clinton deserved it.
Clinton deserved it big time. They didn't do it. Okay? There are precedents from Hillary Clinton. There are precedents from Bill Clinton. There are precedents, and I could go on and on. These people actually broached the law in a large, massive fashion. The exact same laws and penalties they're going to try and force on Trump. But if in one case, two cases, or three other cases, you set a precedent by saying, we don't believe that should be pursued in this case, this is what's called setting a legal precedent. Have they stabbed themselves in the back? Or will they once again do something with Trump they've never done with anybody else? Will, because he decided that certain documents that he wished declassified, or he had declassified because he wasn't asked, okay? If he had these documents for a reason, because he wanted them going in his presidential library or whatever, you're going to tell me that this is worth a 40 to 50 armed agents pretty much invading your home, doing everything, including breaking into your safe, going into your wife's clothes closet, ransacking the entire freaking house. For what? This was supposed to be about some documents. This was supposed to be about some documents that, I don't know, this group said, we want these in the National Archives. Okay, even if they were classified, They would have been declassified if they went into the National Archives. And Trump had the power to declassify anything in his possession. Presidential power. Absolutely. Look it up. So rather than negotiate with Trump, rather than sit down and talk with him, which he had already proved was successful to them, as a matter of fact, the National Archives, look this up if you don't believe me, had already published a letter stating that President Trump had been willing to work with them. And they had already received 15 boxes of documents through negotiations. This is the National Archives stating that President Trump and his lawyers had been cooperative. But yet when he goes up north, they're going to send 30, 40, 50 armed FBI agents into his house to take it over, to chase everybody off who can even record or I don't know, look at what they're doing, and then ransack the house and walk out with a dozen boxes of who knows what. How much of that stuff are they going to be able to give to, I don't know, the Attorney General in New York, who has sworn to God she's going to get Trump? How much of that stuff will they be able to give to her that she never would have gotten or never should have had, okay, legally? How much will they be able to give to her because they picked that up while they were there? How much stuff will they have that may incriminate Trump in a fashion that he should never be incriminated in, because they went into his house and by going far beyond what this search warrant gave them the ability to do, came away with stuff they never should have had. Am I exaggerating this? No, I'm not. It absolutely says beyond a shadow of a doubt, the lawyers had to leave. They told the lawyers, you have to leave. They told the lawyers, they have to shut off the cameras. And they walked out with 10 boxes, and these were not the documents. So what were they? If you came there for the documents and you walked out with 10 to 12 boxes of things that were not those documents, what did you take? And why did you take it? And what we were also told by those who were actually there that actually saw some of this was the things they were taking had nothing to do with the search warrant. And they weren't even looking at them. They weren't even opening them up and reading them to see if they were pertinent or germane. They were just taking them and stuffing them in boxes. Why do you take something you're not sure is pertinent or germane to a search warrant? Why? Anybody who doesn't understand how crooked this is a freaking moron. Anybody who doesn't understand how this is politics corrupt beyond belief is a moron. Anybody who doesn't believe you are looking at Banana Republic politics, well, why should we be surprised? Why? When Antifa and BLM can destroy cities, cause the deaths of people, billions of dollars worth of damage, and even the ones that were arrested were released the next day without bail. But yet, if a parent goes to a PTA meeting and says, you're not going to teach my kid critical race theory, you may end up with the DOJ locking you away in prison. What violence did you commit? What business did you destroy? How many lives did you cost? None. What we are looking at right here is the way third world nations go from any semblance of freedom to total authoritarianism or totalitarianism. We are looking at a Marxist regime rearing its ugly head. We have an election coming up in the not too distant future, less than 100 days from now. And they have as their mission to destroy any chance of Republicans or conservatives taking a majority in Congress. They also have as their mission stated mission to ensure that President Trump either is no longer permitted to run for president or is in prison. This is what happened in Cuba. This is what happened in Russia. This is what happened in Nicaragua. Would you like me to go on? I can. What you are looking at right now should be scaring the crap out of everybody listening to this show. And the sad part of this is, if you go back to the shows I was doing 10, 12 years ago, they're going to sound awful damn familiar. Because this is exactly what me and people like me were warning about, that in the not too distant future, if the government was not reined in, one day we would wake up to find out that our voices no longer meant anything. As a matter of fact, if we opened our mouth, we may end up in prison. And I was told over and over again, I was a tinfoil hat wearer, and this was not the Soviet Union. I needed to shut my mouth. I dare anybody who said that to me, and you know who you are. Some of you have actually come to me and said I should have listened. More than you would think. But there's a lot that haven't. Take a look around you. Take a look at what just happened on Monday. Take a look. What you are looking at right now is the politicization of the DOJ and the FBI and the White House using any means they can, up to and including the weaponization of the federal legal system in this country, to destroy anybody who they consider to be a challenger. Trump must be destroyed. Conservatives must be destroyed, as many as we can, to keep them from getting a majority in either the House or the Senate. This needs to be done. You are seeing it happen all around you. If you're not seeing it happen all around you, please wake up. If this isn't in your face more than anything we've talked about for the last, 5 years, if this isn't in your face on a level that isn't scaring the crap out of you, 87,000 new IRS agents, how many of you are going to be in trouble with the IRS next year? And for all of you saying it won't be me, you're wrong. That's not for the rich people. They're telling you it is, but you better do a little bit more research into what's actually happening. Why would you need 87,000 new IRS agents if you were just going after the rich people? They make up less than 1% of the population. You wouldn't need 87,000 new agents. You only need 87,000 new agents if you're going after we the people. The country you live in today should be scaring the living crap out of you. And right now, we've got an ex-president, President Trump, who has literally stated, "This has supercharged me. It won't stop me. It won't slow me down. And with the help of we the people, we can overcome this." Now it's up to you, everybody listening to this, to decide what America you want to live in. Do you want to live in the USSA, or do you want to live in America? How about that, Steve? Was that put well?
Yes, it was. I thought you was going to say the USSR. Hey.
But anything, any last words from you? Because we're about 2 minutes from shutting this down. So please, what do you think about everything you're seeing around you? Because I know darn right well, I'm going to leave a lasting effect on those who listen to what I had to say.
Well, I've been saying it for 13 years.
Yes, you have.
The vision that I have had is everything they have done since I have been studying this is to give the effect that they want us to attack. They have to have us revolting. That's the only way that they can be substantiated, and just bringing out the Gatling guns and start mowing people down.
I'm not sure it's going to come to that, but what it will come to is the fact that Enough people today have been programmed with enough ignorance and fear of the government that the government can say, this is the way it's going to be. And if you want to live even close to a normal life, you're going to shut up and do it our way. If you don't, this is what we're going to do to you. So do I believe that some of what you said can happen? I do. And I thank you for saying it. But I much more believe that a much larger portion of the people who will not go along with this, who will not stand up, who will not fight back, are because their ignorance has been programmed to the point and their fear has been heightened to the point where they feel the only way they can survive is to shut their mouth and do what they're told. And this has been the mission of this government for the last couple of years in a huge fashion. More than I've ever seen in my life. The last 2 years have been intended to lead to the destruction of America. Tell me it's not working. All right, Steve, are we done?
Yep, pretty much.
Y'all have a really, really good week. We'll be back next week to talk again. That's if they let us talk next week. Hoping they will. Have a good day.